Today's news from the Federal Reserve about interest rates signals the institution's slowly rising confidence in the economy. Now, is that confidence shared by homeowners and consumers this holiday season? And for answers on what the rise in interest rates means for the local housing market, we turn to Kevin Gillen, chief economist for Myers Research and senior fellow at Drexel University. Kevin, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Before we get into what the implications of this change will be, assess for us the health of the housing market prior to today's announcement for our region.
This year, 2015, has actually been the best year we've had since the housing bubble burst way back in beginning back in 2007. We've seen significant price appreciation, price recovery, I should say, this year. We've seen prices recover more of what they lost during the recession in this year than they did in the previous 5 years alone. We have seen home sales surge across the city, and more importantly, we've seen home sales surge across all neighborhoods. Prior to this year, the recovery really had been skewed towards the more affluent, upper-income neighborhoods of the city, you know, Center City and the neighborhoods that touch it primarily. I travel a lot as part of my job and speak at conferences around the country, and I can tell you that in other markets are mostly slowing down right now, and we were late to the party, to the boom, we were late to the bust, and we're late to the recovery. But the good news is that because of that, we're actually doing fairly well right now, and a lot of markets are starting to become more sluggish. And, you know, I'm sure this interest rate increase isn't going to help them either.
And as you cited the Great Recession, the Fed took this action after a seven-year period of near zero rates. Now, today it lifted its key rate by a quarter point to a range of 0.25 to 0.5%, also raising the discount rate to 1% from 0.75%. Those are just numbers to me. Help us make sense of them.
Well, we're coming off, remember, extraordinarily low levels. So the increase so far really does not mean that much. The markets, the investors, everyone in the economy has been waiting for this increase, so there's no real surprise to the increase. And then the magnitude of it is nothing particularly to be alarmed about. There's basically two reasons the Fed chose to do this. One is that it's starting to see inflation creep up again. Higher interest rates help fight that. And number two, we've seen a significant enough recovery from the Great Recession in terms of jobs recovered, economic growth being restored, that it was time to begin raising rates so that we could allow savers to actually make some money and not just borrowers borrow at incredibly cheap cheap prices.
Far from being alarmed, those who invest in stock markets, not just here but worldwide, we saw the stock rise throughout the globe. Is there that unanimity of response, though, from those interested in buying or selling a home?
Well, again, we are coming off such low levels that we're still, you know, mortgage rates are still very, very low from a historic perspective, even if they've, you know, ticked up slightly now due to this interest rate increase. So I'm not expecting it in the short run to put too much of a headwind on the market. The only real variable here, the only real question in the minds of most economists who watch the Fed closely is not that the Fed raised rates. We knew that was inevitable. It's what the trajectory and level of future rate increases will be. There's much more uncertainty around that. And over the course of 2016, we'll be watching that much more closely. But in the short run, we're not expecting too much of an adverse impact on the housing market, either locally here in Philadelphia or nationally.
Could there conversely be a tailwind effect, spurring short-term interest in purchasing or selling a home in fear of subsequent raises in rates?
Again, that's a fair enough point. Because there's so much uncertainty about future rate increases, you might want to hedge your bets now and, you know, get out there and buy before future rate increases take effect. So that is a possibility.
We are approaching the winter holiday season, and early spring is when the housing market typically heats up. Will this interest rate rise be in place for that duration, or could it rise again in the interim?
The Fed will likely wait at least, I think, a few months to see how the markets absorb this news and how the economy is doing. I would not necessarily expect another rate increase until the actual spring itself.
Kevin, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Kevin Gillen is chief economist for Myers Research, also a senior fellow at Drexel University.